do you call a pair of straps worn over a man's shoulders?
Suspender.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to ham grease?
To what?
Ham grease.
Brown grease? Yeah.
What do you call the liquid that people burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Cottonwood drooper.
Okay. Are there many of those around here?
They may be in the creeks and swamps, but I don't see none of them.
They run around wild?
Yeah.
Now, how big do they get to be?
Oh, some of them gets a pretty good size and some stays little fellas.
Uh-huh. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Ground itch.
And when a person has ground itch, what do you do for them?
Do different things, or to put turpentine on it, or some kind of Medicare stuff you buy first. You do different things. I have dug poke root and made a tea out of it to soak their feet in when they had the ground meat.
Does that seem to help
them? Yeah, it does good.
Uh-huh. Is poke root from that bush that has sort of purple berries on it?
Kind of big leaves and purple berries.
What do you call... Oh, I just asked you that one. What do people call homemade whiskey?
White lightning, they mostly call it.
And what about bad white lightning? What do they call that?
It's all bad, I think.
For Christmas, a child would hope to get a lot of...
toys.
Okay. Now, in this next part, this next part deals with the way words change in time. Like, for instance, if we were talking about singing a song, you might ask me, has the song been...
sung.
And the answer would be, yes, yesterday,
thought it was all right, or
no, or yesterday, same word. What the song?
Some.
Yeah, fine.
Sang which?
Yeah, well, either one. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been just the same word as buying? Have they been
price?
No. Now, when we're talking about singing a song, you say, has the song been sung? And if you're talking about buying groceries, you say, have the groceries been...
gone? Has the grocery been gone?
No, talking about the word buying now. So if somebody goes to the store to buy groceries and then comes home, you might ask him, have the groceries been... Okay, I'm not making myself clear. If we were talking about reading a book, you might ask, has the book been...
read?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday, what the book? Same thing. I read the book, right? Okay. If we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree ever been
climbed?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday, a boy
climbed.
Right. That's the way all these next ones are going to work. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been
done?
And the answer would be, yes, yesterday, they... what the work?
Done the work.
If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, has the stump been...
drug out?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday, we...
drug it out.
If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you...
had your coffee?
I'm talking the word drinking now.